Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast with your chief encourager, Cassie Pajarillo. It's time to drive ambition and build a better business with a plan that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Now for your host, Cassie Pajarillo.
Welcome to an exclusive training episode, Dear Driven and Ambitious. In this episode, we'll talk about money-making activities, content that sells process. So there are some of you who would ask, Cassie, what is your process when it comes to actually batching your content? How do you get to write your content? Where do you get all these content? And so on and so forth, basically the process of it all. So it's pretty simplified, honestly, and I wanted to share with you a little more behind the scenes so that maybe you can apply it on your business, and I hope that it also works for you. But again, at the end of the day, you have to discover what will work for you. Now, before we go through those usual advice on having those buckets, which by the way, I spoke about it, I shared it on episode 3, content that converts into Benjamin. So you may wanna check on that after this episode. I wanted to dive into having a foundation that allows you to ultimately have assets that not only goes through the know, like, and trust, but rather, again, just as requested, the process that supports you and your business away from not knowing what to say, enough about pumping random content, wishing that content is just going to be a eureka moment, right, for the sake of just showing up. And also, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed anymore by the entire thought of having content to keep the machinery going. All right, so now we all know that as online entrepreneurs, we are also called as content creators. We often hear people saying you'd have to have consistency, but what they're missing out really is having to reiterate quality that is targeted to our ideal clients to establish authority, credibility, and trust. Those are so, so important. Having a process and a system not only is strengthening intentionality, it also makes life even more easier and consistent when it comes to branding, messaging, and a journey where you take your potential customers or clients from cold to sold. You may actually have your pen and paper with you because I will be giving you the process that I actually do in my business. So feel free to pause and then go get a pen and paper, then play again once you're ready. All right, so generating content shouldn't make you feel pressured when you've got everything clear from the get-go. So what are these money-making activities anyway, the process behind it? I'll walk you through so that it becomes a progressively something that you can also apply in your lives as well. And yes, it's been progressively something that I have been working on day in, day out, trying to still streamline how to get things better, make it more efficient, not just for me, but also now that I do have a team, how do we get to delegate that and all those jazz. So I wanted to share with you the journey, the simplified way, and hoping that you'll be able to replicate that, right? So having to learn throughout this journey has made me even more convinced that content should be the ones that work hard for you even while you're sleeping. Yep, or even when you decide to have a vacation maybe, or you decide to just step out of your business and let your business run on its own. And how is that even possible, right? So I'm really urging you to be more intentional with what you post and what you share, as having to lose consistency will and may also lose your authority with your audience, which of course naturally leads to losing out on opportunities and sales. So throwing spaghetti at a wall, hoping it will stick. I know you guys have been listening or have heard of that several times, not just from me, but also with all the coaches, consultants, maybe articles. It's already been a buzzword, but it's true. Okay, so we want to have quality over quantity, or quality that actually converts into whatever action that you would want your audience to do. And not just posting just for visibility alone. Okay, so I really urge you to be more intentional about that. So as a high ticket coach and or as a mentor, it's important that you get to step out of your business often. Okay, I want you to take a break and get yourself bored once in a while, something that I also share with my mentees as well. I highly recommend, because it's where the juice comes out. And also, you need to feel untrapped of your business, because your business shouldn't run you. You're the one who's supposed to be running it. You're the one who's running it, right? So let your content speak for itself. That really is the one that will make a huge difference. I will unveil with you my 3-4-step process that has changed the trajectory of my business, that has led to consistent leads, less time on my seat, and still nurturing the audience without being salesy and pushy. What? Are you kidding me? Is that even possible? It is possible. So what you believe to be true is true, then work your way to making things happen. So it is. I'm going to share it here with you. So first is to think about the content as your friend who will speak loudly of you and your business. Let's say 10 years from now or 5 years from now, will that content be something that you can actually share? Do you think you'll be able to be proud that you have shared these assets? Or are these assets just for band-aids or just because it's trending? I mean, does it speak of your internal messaging within alignment and integrity? Is it evergreen, something that you can repurpose over time? Or is it just a one-off thing? Because here's the thing, if it's just a ladder, maybe it's not worth the energy, okay? So I encourage you to take this information and adapt it according to your lifestyle, of course, and how you run your business. Second, have a collection process of data and ideas. So once inspirational hits, right? Inspiration hits, don't just stand there and tell yourself, oh, you know what? I'll write it later, because you'll never be able to. I promise, right? So have a Google Doc on your phone, a notebook maybe, or carry a small notebook if you want, whichever works for you, and dump it all there, right? So for me, there are times that I get so inspired, I write them right away and have them posted on my Instagram or any other social media platform, depending where it didn't fit. And there are also some content wherein I have them written out on a journal, on my mobile phone. I have a screenshots of inspiration. There were those. I also have the Google Doc all dumped in there. So I admit I used to be, you know, one of those who had post-its, and then once I'm done creating content, it's going to be get lost in the wild. Like, I don't know where I placed it. It's going to be really, really cluttered. But again, it's a process of getting to know yourself and designing the way that you do content, right? So I suggest really to have a Google Doc or an Excel sheet that also has some sort of category according to what bucket you think it's great to be part of. So when it's a Google Doc, I get to access it everywhere. Your phone, whether it's an iPhone, iPad, Android, whatever. Just as long as you have your Google, your G Suite available, you're good, right? So I would love you to have that. Have those. And then what you do is that you can categorize them on with folders. So let's just say this is for informational, educational, something that is whatever other buckets that you have. Maybe it's your story, it could be inspirational, it could be a quote, it could be whatsoever, right? So just have those categories and make it work for you, because you don't want this content that you were able to pull together get lost in translation. So I suggest really to have that Google Doc or Excel sheet that also have some sort of category and what bucket you think it's great could be part of. So just have a central hub, okay? So just have a central hub, and when you get to drop all these ideas or brain dump it all the way, and don't restrain yourself. So don't hold back. Don't think of grammar. Don't think about, okay, what photo to put in and on and all those things. Just brain dump it there, right? So now inside my program, whether you're in LinkedIn Magnetic or Power Profile Biz Accelerator, I teach these buckets and how to actually have a content calendar that cohesively ties up together. It's important you get to have these 5 themes or buckets. It could be 3, free as well. Depends with how you run your content. To put some order in what you write, how you spread these contents on social platforms, and are all compounding. So the beauty of having this is that you get to have a content back where you can pull ideas from and see what are the patterns, the common denominator, and really get to solidify your messaging and thought process all the more. Often I get asked, like, Cassie, where do you get your ideas? How do you actually get to know what to post, timing and all? Well, in a nutshell, really, the ideas come to you. It's everywhere. When you know who your ideal clients are, your core values, the principles, what offer is it all about, what does your offer get to bring your clients in, the big promise, all these ideas consistently will give you your eureka moments and turn them into possibilities. So it's all about alignment. So as a whole, I always get these ideas from you. I always ask you what you need, what help or supports you need, how can I support you even if you're not inside yet of my programs? Because again, one of my core principles and values is that for us to continuously support one another and pull each other up rather than restrain ourselves from serving. I mean, information is literally everywhere, but serving just you and you alone, it's not that, you know, I mean, just really, you know, it's just feel, it will feel wrong if you're just being so selfish about it. I mean, come on, go ahead and share it, right? So no other person can give the heart that you have and the energy you give. So might as well share it. So be an excellent receiver and a generous giver. Are you enjoying and learning a lot? Let me know. Hey, I'm breaking my own episode to invite you for your high-ticket next-level masterclass. If you're a coach or a consultant tired of serving one-on-one clients and ready to have that four-hour workday without compromising client results, have the work-life integration you've always wanted, and that multiple six or seven figures by creating, selling, and launching your own group coaching program, well, all you gotta do is join us and save your seat. Register through CassiePajarillo.com. I'm so excited to see you and meet you real soon. Now, let's get back to today's episode. Again, there is no shortage of ideas. So talk to your ideal clients on a regular basis. Be human about it, period. Have a conversation and engage. And I bet myself, and I bet you, you're listening to this podcast episode, right? There's a highly probability that I was able to chat with you already and we were able to connect. And there is also a probability that you may have asked for this episode. Actually, this is inspired by a couple of community members who asked me the same question. Where do you get your ideas? How do you actually get to know what to post, timing, and all the entire process shebang? So this is for you. So this is how I came up with exclusive training. So content shouldn't be forced. Pay attention. What are they struggling with? What they want? What they lack? What support do they need? Doesn't make sense? So go ahead and reach out. So pay attention and organize these ideas. Okay, next step is to play out on your content. So don't go each day and just randomly post when inspirational hits. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, I shared earlier, it's okay to be flexible and to share according to the inspiration, but it will be more stressful. It's going to be really, really exhausting and stressful if you don't have some sort of any process that would give you these ideas or these content when, let's just say, you're not inspired, right? So you don't want to wait for inspiration to knock in just for you to post. You want it to be cohesive about it, and you want to be more strategic and process driven. You don't want to have that burnout, right? And eventually, right, content might be something that's swaying from one idea or to the next. We don't want that. We don't want misalignment, right? It's always best to have them organized to give your audience as well a journey. It'll also give you the time and friend the freedom to step away from your desk and just be with your family or do whatever you want that's outside your business. So the secret here is not just hiring, it's actually automation and letting the internet gods work for you, right? Again, your content can work harder for you even while you're sleeping or away on vacation. Now you do the work, but it's smart work over hard work. So I'm saying this, I'm sharing this because a couple of days ago, I actually had chronic fatigue that lasted almost 3 weeks. I really felt so relieved that my content was planned out, sorted, created, and automated. Plus, I had a bank that I was able to pull out, repurpose, and reschedule, and it has led to magically 59 leads and enrollment. I couldn't be even more relieved and grateful to have been able to really sit down and do the exercise. And from there, I realized that even though I've gotten used to sporadically posting randomly, in that instant, I felt really great to have been able to work smarter, not harder. And I'd love you to experience just the same. Okay, so how long or how far out should your plan your content anyway? I would say a maximum I've done is personally like 2 weeks, although there are some that was a week. There were time before when I used to work in PR, a month long, right? I already have a content plan for that because this is something that I've practiced working with PR and also as an account manager. Having some sense of direction and objective really works as you get to reverse engineer and set goals, reasons, and have a sales process in mind than just solely being visible that leads to nowhere. So do what you can do. It can just be a week long, two, or a month. I also used to be a social media manager, by the way. Yes, I was a VA as well at some point. But that is it. What happened there was I learned process. I learned that content shouldn't be just content for the sake of posting. It has to bring in some sort of KPI on some sort of journey, a conversion, and a conversation. So I want you to really pay attention to quality over quantity, or quality over just getting things done. But again, do what you can do. Again, do what feels authentic, have a plan when and what to talk about, what's going to happen through your email, your Facebook, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, TikTok, whatever social media platform that you may be. But I'd still suggest for you to focus on just one primary, and of course, you can add on a secondary, right? So what I do with this plan is that I pull out equally every bucket that I've planned or I've brain dumped, right? So if I have promotions or launches, everything should build one after another. They're all compounding. Think of your content plan as a structure or a guide. If something comes up, it's fine to add on, sure. If you feel that there is this relevant content that would powerfully support the campaign, then go ahead and do that. Be flexible about it. But of course, think again of the purpose, objective. Why are you doing this? Why is this relevant? And why are you building on this content day by day? Again, it's about the journey towards the destination. It's okay to deviate once in a while, only of course when appropriate. Okay, lastly, just create. Don't overthink it. Get into the flow and put yourself in a headspace that you are using this creative side of you fully maximized. So no more distractions, okay? So for me, typically, it happens every Wednesday or Thursday. I allow myself to be in this space and nothing else on my to-do list. And then all that I gotta do is just really sit on a calendar and also plan out, okay, which one goes to an email, to a blog, to a podcast, everything creative. Everything should be intertwined. I usually do this once a week, or you can do it also twice a month. There were some instances I used to do it like twice a month. Depends on the intentionality, or it depends on the inspiration, especially when creative inspiration hits. So just do things when you're most creative. So set the environment and learn the patterns. And when you're most creative, that's where you go, right? Again, headspace is so, so important, so that you don't have to scroll on your feed and then waiting for whichever will inspire, and then that's the time you're going to post. It's really not time efficient either. So don't include coaching calls or anything that gets you out of the flow. Just create. So now, if you have done the first few steps, you're never ever going to stare at a blank screen anymore, ever. Since you have already prepared a content bank with a plethora of ideas, you were able to have a jump start. It's all in your Google Drive. All you gotta do is just pick on it and then expand it, turn it into the content that you wish. You look for an appropriate photo. By the way, it will be best as well if you have a photo shoot in advance and have a number of set cards already so that you're prepared on what to post on social as well, especially if you're running a campaign. So set goals. How many posts each day do you need? What live streams will you prepare for? What is it going to be all about? How are you going to repurpose it? What are the pointers that you need to repurpose? And then email sequences if need be, and you won't need to worry ever again when it comes to content. Now, I hope that this helps you, and please do let me know what came up for you, showed up for you, if you were able to practice the entire process. I really want to know if this served purpose, especially those who asked for it. I really wanted to learn from you if it's something that really helped you in your business, right? So again, you can go to episode 3, wherein I spoke about content that converts into Benjamin. So pretty much I said more about the bucket. So that will be very helpful as well, just to back this up. So again, this is all about the process. All right. So thanks, you guys. I truly am excited to work with you, to learn more about you. The community, Ambitious Tribe Inner Circle, is always open. We have asked Cassie section, a post every Tuesday. You can definitely just reply on that thread, or you can message me privately, and maybe, of course, I will be able to create a content for you just like this. See what I did there? All right, thanks you guys, and I'll catch you soon.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business.